Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The Associated Press wrote on December 10, a Roman Catholic diocese in Sicily publicly apologized to outraged parents after its bishop told a group of children that Santa Claus does not exist and that his red costume was created by the Coca-Cola company for publicity. The director of the diocese wrote, "We certainly must not demolish the imagination of children." While several welcomed the bishop's attempts to focus on the Catholic meaning of Christmas, others faulted the bishop for interfering with family traditions and celebrations and crushing the spirits of children. Now, we say the following in our free booklet, Don't Keep Christmas. Countless parents have explained to their surprised children that it was that old man with a white beard and a red suit who secretly placed presents under the Christmas tree while they were asleep. And the innocent children believed their parents, of course, until they learned the truth. Was it a harmless lie? Children have been raised with the implicit teaching that not every lie is bad. So they in turn adopt that thought process in their own lives, or else they began to mistrust their parents in other areas of life as well. But what about Santa Claus? Now, we are telling you the true story in our free booklet on Christmas. And we also show in that booklet that the story of Santa Claus is by no means the only lie associated with Christmas in that Christmas narrative. In fact, just everything associated with Christmas is a lie. You see, Christ wasn't born on December 25. He could not have been. And we explain that in detail. There was no Christmas tree when he was born or throughout his life or when he died. We don't read about Christmas carols. We don't even read about exchanging of gifts. And when it comes to the, quote-unquote, three wise men from the East, the Bible doesn't say how many they were. And the timing is all wrong, because when they arrived, they did not arrive at the time the shepherds were there, but much later. When we are talking about the lies regarding the Christmas story, we might as well think in terms of the lies pertaining to Easter, because that's all a complete lie from A to Z. First of all, Christ didn't die on a Friday, and he didn't find his life back. He wasn't resurrected on Sunday, because if that would have been the truth, Christ would have lied, because he said he would be 3 days and three nights, 72 hours in the grave, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights, 72 hours in the belly of that great fish. That was the only sign he gave to the Pharisees that he was a Messiah. In addition, thinking in terms of Easter, what do Easter eggs, what do the Easter rabbits have to do with the worship of Christ? The idea that a rabbit would lay eggs, either eggs which were already colored, or he would color them and then he would hide them and children would find them. Complete, total, utter, blatant lie. In our free booklet, Man's Holy Days, or God's Holy Days, we are talking about the true origin of Easter and why it is a lie. Of course, then our children are being taught the lie about evolution, especially in school. The concept that, no, it wasn't God who created man. Man is the product of a development beginning in an organic soup of gases, and then ultimately, through this process, first he was a walking mollusk, as Darwin said. He became then a creature out of the animal kingdom. That is a blatant lie. The Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Romans, the first chapter, that the scientists, the wise men of this world, exchanged the truth of God, the truth of creation, for the lie of this blasphemous concept of evolution. We have a free booklet, Evolution, a fairy tale for adults. which goes into that. Now, it's not only a fairy tale for adults, sadly, it has become a fairy tale for children, but the adults believe it too. What about the lies our children are taught about sex outside marriage, as long as you have quote-unquote proper precaution? And if something goes wrong, you can have an abortion. That's another lie, because in the eyes of God, abortion is murder. What about the concept that practicing homosexuality is completely all right? That changing your gender is completely all right? That is also a lie in the eyes of God. And all of this is being addressed in our free booklet on God's teachings on sexual relationships. And right now, we are hearing many lies being told our children that certain restrictions, certain measures have to be taken insofar as the coronavirus is concerned to protect them from harm. And many of those measures are causing more harm to our children than the virus could ever do. You see, God cannot lie. His word, the Bible, is truth. And when we read in the Bible that homosexuality is an abomination, that abortion is wrong, that evolution is wrong, that sex belongs in marriage, that Christmas celebrations are wrong, that Easter celebrations are wrong, that we should not do any harm to our neighbor, which also means that fighting in war is wrong, then we have to believe it. You see, Satan is the father, the author of lies. And we must resist Satan and his evil, abominable devices. God tells us that no one who practices, who loves, who does the lie will be in his kingdom. They will not be in the New Jerusalem unless they change their ways. So, my friends, we must stop lying to our children. We must tell them what is true in everything. God tells us in the Ten Commandments, don't you lie. And if we tell the truth, our children will love us and they will be thankful for it. And God will bless you for it. So thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.